As we come into prayer today, we bring our honest and authentic selves to God, and we ask God to quiet us with his love. God says in Psalm 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." Match these words with the rhythm of your breathing in these moments of quiet centering. Before you listen to this first reading of the text, ask God to remove any preconceived notions about what the scripture means or how you might apply it to your life. And instead, receive it as God's fresh word spoken to you. There's no need to analyze or use it right now. Just listen. Our scripture reading today is Psalm 33, verses 16 to 22. Listen to God's word. A king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a vain hope for victory, and by its great might it cannot save. Truly, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and shield. Our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. For this second reading, listen for a word or phrase that catches your attention, that comes into bold print or shimmers for you. Maybe it's a word or phrase that stirs your curiosity or comforts you or even agitates you. Listen for a word or phrase from Scripture that invites you to pause and linger. A king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a vain hope for victory, and by its great might it cannot save. Truly, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and shield. Our heart is glad in Him because we trust in His holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. If a word or phrase has caught your attention, begin to chew on it. How does this word or phrase connect with your life or longings? What does this word or phrase stir in you as you ponder it? A king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The warhorse is a vain hope for victory, and by its great might it cannot save. Truly, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and shield. Our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Talk honestly with God about whatever you're noticing, and listen for God's invitations to you. How are you being called to respond to God's word? What do you need from God right now? A king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The warhorse is a vain hope for victory, and by its great might it cannot save. Truly, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and shield. Our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Rest now in the presence of the one who knows you and loves you. Use the language of silence for this time of communion. In the trustworthy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. Amen.